This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, November 25th. God's word to you today is without injustice. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, from the Amplified Version, and it says, "The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness without iniquity, injustice, just and upright is he." What are you determined to receive? Elisha was determined to get a double portion of Elijah's anointing, and he set his eyes like a flint. Elisha had faithfully served Elijah. Now that it was time for him to go, shouldn't he pass on what he has to the next generation? The truth is that the way Elijah acted towards Elisha was enough to get anyone justifiably upset. Elijah tried to trick Elisha several times, but Elisha was too determined. The Bible says in 2 Kings 2 verse 12, "Elisha saw it and cried out, 'My father, I see the chariots and the charioteers of Israel.' And as they disappeared from sight, Elisha tore his clothes in distress." The question is, what are you determined to get? Focus and determination eliminates distractions. Elisha was determined, and the Bible says he saw it. Elijah had to release the mantle. Other Bible translations paint a very vivid picture. Elijah was being taken up. Elisha saw it and shouted, and the Bible says the mantle dropped from Elijah's hands. Imagine that. Elijah was actually going to go with the mantle. But it was as though God forced his hand to drop the mantle for Elijah because he had paid the price. God is a just God. What you get is up to you. It is not up to anyone else. It is not even up to the boss that does not want you to get it. It is up to you. It is all about the heart. God is a just God. 2 Kings 2, 13 and 14 say, "Elisha picked up Elijah's cloak, which had fallen when he was taken up. Then Elisha returned to the bank of the Jordan River. He struck the water with Elijah's cloak and cried out, 'Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?' Then the river divided and Elijah went across." Pay attention to what Elisha said. He did not say, "Where is Elijah?" When he met his first barrier, his first challenge, he did not wish for Elijah his master. When Elisha came to his first barrier, his question was, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" Sometimes in life, Elijah will not be available, but his God is available. No matter how much Elijah loves you, he cannot be with you everywhere, even if he's alive. But his God can be with you everywhere. The God Elijah served and honored is omnipotent and omnipresent. He is everywhere. God alone has the ability to be everywhere at the same time and not diminish in power and ability. We may not have Elijah, but we have the Lord God of Elijah. Remember, Gehazi had Elisha, but Gehazi did not have the Lord God of Elisha, so the mantle did not work in his hands. Let us pray. Father, I pray that the things that pertain to my destiny will not be hidden from me. Open my eyes to see as I ought to see. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.